This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. A statewide effort to make it easier for people to vote reached a milestone this week. Yesterday, petitioners submitted 42,540 signatures to the Division of Elections, more than twice the number needed to earn the Permanent Fund Dividend Voter Registration Initiative a spot on a ballot this fall. The initiative proposes to automatically register people to vote when they apply for their yearly payouts. The campaign began last summer with signatures being collected in communities across the state. The Anchorage Mayor's Office is throwing its weight behind initiatives to end homelessness, a problem the administration says has intensified in recent years. APRN's Zachariah Hughes reports.
Good morning.
It's just after 8 a.m., and homeless coordinator Nancy Burke stoops toward a snowy tent in the woods by Chester Creek, waking up 58-year-old Dwayne English.
My name's Nancy.
Yeah?
I was wondering if we might visit with you.
What do you mean, what?
Well, we're going out and we're trying to hit many of the camps to see if we can do a survey for how many people we have in the community.
Why don't you come now?
We come in the morning because we want to make sure people are in camp.
English says he's been camping here for about a month, and tells Burke if she wants to talk, she should come back later. Burke is persistent, though. She keeps offering coffee and supplies.
Can we leave some socks for you here? Would you care for some?
Burke is going to homeless camps across town, touching base with people about the upcoming Point in Time survey, an annual event where officials and volunteers try to get a census of who is living on the streets. And this morning, several guests are trailing her, including two police officers, a radio reporter, and Mayor Ethan Berkowitz.
This is my first time doing the count.
Berkowitz campaigned on overhauling how the city deals with homelessness, and in the months since, his administration has directed money toward a supporting housing project, reestablished the homeless coordinator position, and built capacity inside City Hall for coordinating with nonprofits. I asked Berkowitz why a mayor needs to spend his morning in the woods doing outreach instead of delegating his staff to do that kind of stuff. And he tells me it helps him shape better policy.
Some administrations ignore problems hoping that they'll go away. That's not been a good solution for homelessness. And our effort is going to be to identify individuals who are on the street or in the camps. There's only 300 or 400 people like that. We can get this done.
That identification step is key in the administration's strategy. Burke is in charge of an aggressive push towards the housing first model, getting folks into homes and rental units as a starting point for plugging them into services, employment, and help. But before all that, Burke says they need solid information on how many people are homeless and what their needs are.
It will give us an idea of where folks are in the community so that we can allocate resources to do outreach and to find people and see what they need to get assistance back into housing.
To get better at that information gathering, officials have switched from paper surveys to an app, which Burke scrolls through on her phone. Actually, is this the
general
app?
Yeah, this is the app here. So your age, gender, race, homeless information, how long have you been homeless? And then we have some questions about whether people were homeless when they moved to Anchorage or if they moved to Anchorage and then became homeless.
Individuals have to sign off, literally put their signature in a box on the smartphone screen before the GIS mapping coordinates are transferred to the Homeless Information Management System. The administration's model depends not just on identifying and mapping people, but knowing each person's name and needs. Terry Chubin supervises a transitional housing program within RuralCap. She's done outreach work for years and says getting people plugged into resources comes from building relationships.
And so we just go and we just introduce ourselves. And sometimes it takes a few times going back and giving out a lot of socks, bus passes, McDonald's gift cards, or whatever we have. And then just building that trust and that rapport with the person. Because if you just go in and go here you go and leave, you're not doing anything.
The Point in Time survey is Wednesday, January 27th. Burke says information for volunteers is at the website for the Anchorage Coalition for Ending Homelessness. Or, she adds, interested residents can contact the mayor's office. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.
The Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development reports that between July 2014 and July 2015, Alaska's population grew by a mere 271 people. Some communities gained and some lost residents. The Matanuska-Susitna Borough grew the most with an increase of 1,800 people. Anchorage lost the most residents, almost 1,500. Northern Alaska and the Gulf Coast region, including Kodiak and the Aleutians, each grew by a few hundred, while Southwest, Interior, and Southeast regions each had losses in the low hundreds. This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes.